Extensive testing at the former Haynes tank farm and fuel terminal found widespread fuel-related contamination in the soil and groundwater. The contamination is decades old, from the time that the Haynes-Fairbanks pipeline operated with little environmental oversight in the 1950s and 60s. The contamination investigation is one part in a multi-stage process that will hopefully lead to a final cleanup. But at a meeting last week, some residents said the process was not moving fast enough. Thursday's Restoration Advisory Board meeting took a different tone than the last. Almost immediately, members confronted a presenter about what they saw as too slow progress. Here's Jim Studley.
This is poppycock. You are not taking advantage of the situation. The inability for the government to act is ridiculous.
The suggestion that opened the floodgates of criticism came from Army Corps of Engineers representative Beth Astley. Astley was reviewing the contamination found at two sites along the pipeline at about 15 and 23 mile of the Haynes Highway. She suggested one solution to dealing with the contamination at 23 mile may be to cap it as part of the planned state highway improvement project. But Studley said the contamination needs to be removed, not capped. Here's Astley with Studley responding.
We have to follow our procedures. We have to follow DEC cleanup rules. We have to follow our program rules. And it doesn't always, it's not always the most efficient process. You know, that's, I'll admit that. But, you know, we are doing it this the right way, we're following the rules.
No, you're not. You're doing it a stupid way. It's outlined in law, maybe, but it's not the right way.
Bill Kurz made a motion that the board recommend the Corps clean up the area instead of capping it. At first, some members said it was premature to advise that kind of action, but eventually they voted unanimously for it. The site that drew the greatest negative response from the advisory board was the least contaminated area under investigation. The most contaminated is the former tank farm and fuel terminal. The Army owns the site, and its contractors drilled hundreds of testing holes throughout the 80-acre area last year.
You know, we are looking for the nature and extent of any contamination. What is it? How far does it go out?
Arden Bailey works for Northwind, the company that's conducting much of the research. Northwind uses technology that reflects off contamination. The results of the testing show contamination in the soil and groundwater at numerous locations around the property. Most of the contamination is gas and diesel range organics and benzene. In other words, contamination related to fuel leaks or spills. But one section has a different kind of contamination, chlorinated solvents.
That's the only contamination that we had that wasn't associated with fuel type contamination. So it's a solvent was used for degreasing, cleaning things, basically for maintenance.
Bailey says Northwind will conduct more testing in that area. They'll also drill a few more holes and take additional groundwater samples. After the investigation is done, the next step is to draw up a risk assessment. That will put on paper what hazards the contamination poses to the environment, humans, wildlife, and more. After that, there will be a feasibility study examining what the options are to finally deal with the contamination. The sentiment at the board meeting was that step can't come soon enough. But the Army says it's probably about 2 years off. In Haynes, I'm Emily Files.